You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Adam and Dix Hills. Hi, Adam. You're on 98.7. No, I did it again. I hit the wrong
RJ, thing. RJ.
No, I'll do it. RJ. I'm going to get better.
We went over this during the front.
Do not let him take calls anymore. Raymond, take over.
I can do it.
We're taking it out of your hands.
It's not easy.
We're running the ball.
It would be coaching malpractice.
No, I'm putting it back in my hole.
It would be coaching malpractice.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Let's go to Iron Staten Island. Oh, no. I hit the wrong one again.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I am broken. I apologize. I will be better. Here's what I'm going for, RJ. I'm going for a perfect Don Larson kind of 9 o'clock hour. Do you think I can give you a perfect no flubs on callers or anything in the 9 o'clock
hour? Can you give us an inning? Just give us an inning.
Wow, you don't think I'm very good.
He has a clear lack of respect to you and what you do.
Raymond
does.
For me.
It wouldn't be so apparent, but just like, you know, the missiles that he was sending my way a couple weeks ago for similar issues.
So you're not over that already? I mean,
why would I?
You have to be a little more thick-skinned than you are.
No.
Doesn't he? No?
See, I don't think it's thin skin. I think you're
very sensitive. You have
hold grudges.
Like paper mache skin. Very,
no.
Very
No, thin. I don't think it's thin skin. I hold grudges. You should know this about me.
But why? I wouldn't hold a grudge.
I just do.
So it's never going to go away. So you and I are always going to have issues.
Probably.
So how are you and Kay?
We'll revisit that.
Uh-huh. I mean, really, if he has issues with me.
Yeah, why bring up painful stuff, though? You're trying to mend fences here, not make it worse.
Yeah, but
I'm just trying to say if he doesn't like me, how does he feel about
it? You set fire to it.
He's all about making you uncomfortable. You know how it
Who
goes.
Who is?
You.
No, I don't think that's true. You want to hear from Adam Schefter?
Tell you what's uncomfortable is him in that shirt.
You know, I'm going to get up and leave. I swear to God, you know who you look like? Honestly, you know who he looks like? He looks like Nick Sirianni. He's that same stubbly.
Why would you do that?
You're Nick Sirianni. That's who you are. You're the New York version.
Why would you say that?
I'm going to dress you in green. You're Nick Sirianni.
Put a nice skull cap on him.
Yeah. That didn't make sense, though. I don't think
a guy in a cut off sweatshirt standing behind you just screaming.
Follow him with a camera.
Yeah.
He curse. He knows where the camera is.
Where's
at
my
all
car?
Times.
Give me my bleeping car. I know where my car is. You want to hear from Adam Schefter?
Yeah, please.
On Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. This is big
Can
stuff.
Can you press the buttons right?
I have it all lined up. We'll see if those guys have the board up on the other side. Saying a Rodgers trade? Very possible.
I think there are people around the league who believe, ultimately, that Green Bay is going to trade Aaron Rodgers. He certainly sounds like a quarterback who is prepared for that possibility. But at some point here, in the coming days, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are going to have to sit down and have an open, frank discussion about what each side wants to do moving forward. And there are people who believe the Packers are open to trading him, and there are people who believe that Aaron Rodgers would like to finish his career somewhere else. We haven't heard either side address that specifically. It's just out there, as it was a couple of off seasons ago with Aaron Rodgers. And until we hear otherwise, that will continue to remain a possibility for a variety of reasons driven by the numbers involved, the salary cap situation, his contract, the state of the franchise, his own feelings. But the idea that Aaron Rodgers could be traded this offseason is a very real possibility.
I mean, you got to hear that as a Jets fan. That's music to your ears, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like the writing's on the wall.
Beautiful.
That Aaron Rodgers is probably going to end up somewhere else.
I'll tell you what. If he
it
does.
Sounds like they're going to make moves. It sounds like Green Bay is going to start making moves that he's not going to be happy with.
Well, you know what? Listen, he should have a say. He shouldn't be the be-all, end-all.
No. But I mean, at a certain point, though. I mean, like at a certain point, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're probably saying to yourself, like, if it hasn't worked now.
It's probably not going. You're not going to get better, right?
So maybe if I want to get that second championship, it's probably going to have to be
somewhere
else. I
imagine they want to see what Jordan Love can do before they have to, you know, make a decision
on
him.
They're probably saying the same thing, though, man. Like, I mean, listen, the fact that they had the ability at home to win a game and get into the playoffs, and they, against the Detroit team who already knew they weren't in the playoffs, and lost. I mean, where are they going?
Well, it's time to
it feels like it's time to part ways.
Right.
I would agree with that.
So why keep spending all this money?
If he gets dealt, and it sounds like he's going to, and you're the Jets, and he goes to somewhere else, he goes to Indianapolis.
He can't go to Miami.
I don't care where he goes.
But he can't go to Miami.
Rick, I don't care where he goes. I would lose my mind if I were a Jets fan. If he goes to the Raiders, yep. The Colts, I don't care where it is.
Okay.
If he's dealt and I don't get him, I have failed.
Hold on one second. If this turns into one of those, I'm going to say he does not have a no trade clause.
Correct.
Okay. But if this turns into, hey, we're not trading you anywhere in the NFC, but we want to work with you,
right,
to put you somewhere that you'd like to be, and he just decides that the Jets isn't where he wants to be, then I'll be mad, but I can't blame the Jets for that.
Well, wouldn't you think before hiring Nathaniel Hackett that you would have done your back channel due diligence to find out if he would want to come to your organization?
I would think so. But you would have said the same thing about Denver, though.
Yeah, you would have with Aaron Rodgers last offseason.
And that failed miserably.
Miserably. And then you bring in Russell Wilson, the whole thing blows up in your face.
Yeah, I mean, their two most recent hires are Aaron Rodgers' guys. So, I mean, yeah, the hope would be that if you had a functional organization is that they threw back channels, they'd be having some conversations trying to find out. I'm sure, Robert Saleh picks up the phone and calls his buddy Matt and says, hey, Matt, if this is real,
does he want to come here? You look foolish. If you bring in Nathaniel Hackett, let's be honest, Nathaniel Hackett, he might be a great offensive coordinator. He might. We don't know that yet. He failed. In the most recent thing you saw Nathaniel Hackett do, he failed epically. Now you run and you bring him in. If it's not for Aaron Rodgers, and you can't tell me it's not for Aaron Rodgers. That's a lie. That's not true.
No, I think it has to be.
Right.
So then, I mean, that alone, if it was just Nathaniel Hackett with no thought of Aaron Rodgers ever being a Jet, the Jets fans would be upset with the hiring.
And rightfully so.
Right.
So you must have found out that he is willing to take a deal to come to the Jets. Now get it done.
Yeah,
get it done. I don't want to hear any excuses.
Get it done. Yeah, I mean, especially with the thought now that Miami could potentially be a team that was interested. That's terrifying.
That'd be awful.
Awful.
Could you imagine Rodgers with Hill and Waddle?
No.
That would be
I wouldn't want to imagine.
Terrifying. That. But what are they don't have any first-round picks. What are they going to trade?
Future first-round picks?
Yeah, maybe. And just mortgage everything for Aaron Rodgers? And
try to win right now?
Yeah. I mean, how many years does Tyreek Hill have left, right? At some point, that speed will slow down.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, for Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, they have to win now. They have to.
Yes, they do.
Like, they have to, at the very least, have to be a playoff team. And who gives you that best chance? Is it trading a couple first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers? Or is it, waiting? I have to...
What's the other plan?
Well, no, the other plan would be a Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo, which I don't think are in the same... I know they're not at the same level as Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
I'm interested to see what happens with the Derek Carr situation, though. Because there's a time... That's time sensitive.
The thing with Carr is and it depends if they deal him or not. Like, if I could get Carr for just money on the open market or paying...
I think that's up to him, though.
Okay.
Because he has the no trade. So what he could do is he could just say, no, you're not trading me. And then they would have to cut him and he'd be a free agent.
Right.
But that's up to him. So if they come to him and say, hey, whatever team it is, you name the team, Tennessee, whatever the team
is.
And
then he can sign for whatever he wants?
Well, if he allows himself to get traded, his contract goes with him to Tennessee.
Right.
Or wherever. If he says, no, you can't trade me, they'll cut him.
And then just whatever deal he works out, he works out.
He works out with any team.
Yeah. So that's to that new team's advantage. Because now you get him at whatever price you can agree, and you're not giving up any kind of draft capital.
Unless you feel like there's competition, and you just want to get it done and just trade for him.
But now you're paying him a huge amount of money, and you're giving up draft capital.
Right.
So I don't agree with it. I think it's the wrong move. I could understand if you're the Jets, you say, we don't want to give up 2 1s for Rodgers when we can get Derek Carr off the open market, right? And just pay money to him?
No, I would still, when you look at the landscape of the AFC, and you heard Rex say, you said, is it Mahomes, Burrow, and then everyone else? And he said, no, Josh Allen needs to be in that conversation. And I agree with him. I think Josh Allen is awesome. And I think they just ask him to do too much. And you look at Trevor Lawrence, and you look at Justin Herbert, and you look at Lamar, and you look at potential of, Brady ending up in Vegas. Like, the AFC has the best of the best quarterbacks. Like, you can't, I don't care how good you think your defense is. Like, if you want to be at that level, you have to have a quarterback that's close to that. And I don't think Derek Carr he's a good quarterback, but he's not at...
No. But who is? He's the only guy.
But I think, Aaron Rodgers' best is at that level. Derek Carr at his best is not at that level.
No.
And neither is Jimmy Garoppolo.
No. But he's the only guy that you could possibly get this offseason.
All right, let me ask you a question.
That is even close to that level.
Let me ask you a question. If it was... And this is for all Jets fans. 1-800-919-3776.
Oh, look at you. If it was... I got to be honest. It moved a little right there. Now, I'm not saying all the way, but I'm saying like...
It popped
like,
up?
Like taking a bite of mango? A little bit.
You know
yes.
why?
Why?
He's lost faith in you. He's taking control of the offense.
You know what? I respect that.
The phone debacle's not sitting well with him.
He's taking the reins.
And you know what else? And I blame Raymond. He forgot to remind me to put money in the meter.
You had already said
it. I mentioned it at 8:40. I forgot at 9. I'm doing it now.
I thought you were putting it in there. I told you that you can put them in early.
I don't believe that that's true.
It's factual.
Huh. He is, for the record, I think you guys will agree with me, he is much less, he is focused far less when he's in studio than he is when he's not in studio.
Troubling.
There's too much stuff. It's too much stimulation for him.
Take the reins.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going
on.
It's like a
TVs.
Kid in an amusement park.
He's watching.
I can shoot a basket here. I can try to knock down the clowns over here. I can play Plinko over here. I got a lot going on.
He's watching the mouse go in between screens. He's
fascinated. ADHD over here.
It's unbelievable.
I'm trying to do my reason. He's trying to.
It's like three card Monty.
He's trying to find the coffee sleeve. He's under the desk.
Let's add some Ritalin pills to Dave's intake.
Santi, I'm trying to do my read. All of a sudden, look, he's under the desk. he disappeared under the desk.
My coffee sleeve fell right off my tee.
All right, so if it was Aaron Rodgers for 2 firsts, or if it was Lamar Jackson for 3 firsts, which would you do?
Rodgers for 2, Lamar for 3. This is a tough question. I mean, the better quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. I have no doubt of that. But now I get a really good MVP caliber quarterback for the next decade.
Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you this question.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Hold on. Before you answer,
you
ask me this question.
You asked me a question.
No, I'm going to add to the question. Why is it that Jalen Hurts could go from what we saw last year to the addition of A.J. Brown to what we saw this year, and they still haven't been able to develop Lamar Jackson that way? Is it because they don't want to? They haven't had the talent to do it? Like, is he capable of getting to that level, do you think?
I don't know that he's accurate enough. I think that Jalen Hurts this offseason worked on his accuracy and throws a great deep ball. I don't think Lamar Jackson throws a great deep ball. I don't
but
think
he's so talented though, man. Could he? Like,
okay,
if you work with him,
who's
could
the best
the right
receiver
weapons?
He's had?
Well, no, I think Garrett Wilson would be the best receiver he had.
No, but who's the best receiver?
Mark Andrews. That's it.
Okay, and he's a terrific tight end.
Yeah,
but look at what Hurts has.
Well, no, I know, but the reason why I asked the question is that because you just said Aaron Rodgers is clearly the better quarterback.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you is that if all of a sudden now new offense, right, with actual weapons. Could Lamar Jackson go from what he is now, which is great? I mean, he won an MVP,
right?
But develop into like passing the ball with Jalen Hurts because of the additions of now he's got Devontae Smith.
Could
and he has AJ Brown?
I think he could. I think it's indetermined. I don't have the definitive
answer
for you.
But you have a much longer runway.
My answer would be Lamar Jackson. Because here's the thing: you're gonna have Rodgers for
hopefully 2 years. It's gonna be at least 2.
But you don't know.
It has to be at least 2.
Okay, but it could be a year. It could be 2. It could be 3. It could be 5. I don't have the definitive answer. All I know is the window with Lamar is much bigger, much bigger. The window. And do you trust the Jets? Other organizations, I might say Aaron Rodgers. Do you trust this Jets organization to miss out on Aaron Rodgers, or to grab Aaron Rodgers, have him as the quarterback, and then replace him in 2 years when it's that time?
No.
Okay. So then you're back to the drawing board.
But I also don't trust the Jets to actually take a quarterback and then develop him to be a better quarterback.
But that's why Lamar Jackson, to me, is the better answer, because now I don't have to worry about it for 12 years.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is are the Jets capable of taking him from where he's at?
And turning him in? I'd like to try.
I would, too.
I don't know the answer. I don't think anybody does. I'd like to try and see what he's capable of doing.
I would be
doing.
Interested to see what he looks like with a different, like, that wasn't just, like, it felt like, okay, here's the offense, and they completely changed it around, and he was winning, and they were having success. He's winning MVPs, and they're like, well, if it's not broke, why would we fix it? As opposed to saying, like, you know what, it may...
But he's won, what, one playoff game?
Well, yeah, well, we might take a couple lumps early, you know, change, like, trying to develop this thing, but once we have it developed to where now all of a sudden he's, you know, he's a real threat throwing the football, then it changes everything for us.
You have a receiver that's better than anybody he's ever had in Garrett Wilson. I think Elijah Moore becomes a better version of himself, and you have a couple of tight ends who are pretty good here already. You have an elite running back when he's right and healthy. They're not without weapons
now. Yeah, I mean, the emergence of Bam Knight. I mean, you got good pieces. You got to fix the offensive line a little bit. Right?
I'd like to see it. Either way, Lamar or Aaron Rodgers. That to me is a win.
I just have a hard time believing that Jalen Hurts could turn himself into what he is now.
They've also built the perfect offense around. Perfect.
I get it, but I have a hard time believing that. Like, when Lamar Jackson was winning MVPs, I think he threw for 36 touchdowns that year.
Listen, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think you could take a lot of quarterbacks, put them there, and they would succeed. I think you put Daniel Jones there, they might be in the same exact position. Perfectly built. Perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's built, but I think he's also taking advantage of it because he's putting the work.
I think he's done well. Yeah. Let watch me hit the phones appropriately. Tony in Pleasantville. Tony, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Good. What's going on,
Tony? How's everything going?
It's going.
All right. Listen, it's going okay, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm sick of this hearing about this Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how anybody... Now, I'm a Jet fan. I'm 72 years old. The first Super Bowl I ever watched was 1969. The Joe Namath guarantee intrigued me, and I became a football fan then. And you guys know the rest of the story for the rest of my life then, okay? So, the point is Aaron Rodgers is wrong for New York for a number of reasons. Number one, he's got the personality of a doorknob, okay? He's belligerent. He's aloof. Whatever you want to call him,
but,
he's
Tony,
all
Tony,
those things.
Tony, if he comes here and plays like he's capable, does any of that matter?
No. No. You know why? Because I think he would be detrimental to a young core of wide receivers. And we don't need an Aaron Rodgers. We need a guy, a professional quarterback, okay? Because we have a good team.
Who do you need, Tony?
I'm not willing
Who is it that you're calling us this morning? Who do you need?
Okay. My first preference would be Garoppolo, okay? If we could somehow get him, I don't want Lamar. I don't want a guy that's going to run all around the place and get hurt. He gets hurt too much. Garoppolo's
always hurt.
Garoppolo gets hurt probably more than Lamar Jackson gets hurt.
Okay. I mean, he had a freak foot accident.
No, he's been hurt.
He's had an ACL.
He's had a hamstring. He's constantly hurt.
That's the worst argument for me when you start going to Jimmy Garoppolo or Lamar Jackson.
But I'll tell you what, I'm not messing with Tony.
No.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge, tremendous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop AllAmericanFord.net. That's AllAmericanFord.net. RJ, the perfect hour continues. It's time for a little S-Y-M.
Now, see ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
Oh, man, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of stuff we missed. So, you guys teased it, so we'll touch on it here. Nice little exchange between Kayvon Thibodeau, current Giant, Lawrence Tynes, former Giant, and Joe Staley, former 49er offensive lineman.
Well, you get into the story, but my question would be, Thibodeau's kind of reining it in a little bit, but what is Joe Staley doing? But go ahead, tell us the story. He's looking for a fight.
So Kayvon, after the game, as the game is ending, says, way this game looks, we might be better than the 49ers.
Clearly joking, right?
He had some of the laughing emoji
trolling.
Faces.
Right. Clearly trolling.
Messing around, having fun. Can you say that?
Right.
Okay.
So here comes Joe Staley, who responds, you're a flash player who gets bodied by average tackles. Don't let the New York media affect you too much. Hey, he's talking about us. So then here comes Kayvon back. Who are you, bro? And also says to people that will criticize him and say, why don't you know who this guy is? He goes, I don't care how famous you think you are. If I don't know you, I don't know you. And then here comes Lawrence Tynes.
Lawrence Tynes.
Yeah, but that, by the way, is the worst. Like, he did that with the whole Jeff Saturday thing. Is the worst.
This is like the Royal Rumble.
It's not a great look. This. I've never heard of you. I don't know who you are.
So this is like the Rumble. Here comes Tynes.
Here comes Tynes off the top rope.
He goes, hey, Kayvon, ask Joe if you can see his NFC championship rings. You're a rookie, so maybe you don't know this. The loser of the Super Bowl gets a ring for winning their conference, and he has two.
Ooh.
Staley then responds by saying, you're a kicker.
Kickers are barely even people.
There's been other players that have weighed in on it, Eric Armstead of the Niners,
What is Joe Staley doing?
He's clearly rage tweeting. He's had enough.
seems silly.
He clearly has some kind of alert on his Twitter that as soon as the Niners are mentioned, he's there to defend them.
Eagles favorites in the Super Bowl minus -2.
I tried to tell you, and you laughed at me.
Okay, time out. How about this? So you know how like every football player says. I mean, Chris has said it. Candy said it a couple times. Like, just how the kickers are barely even people.
Right.
Like, how about I asked my brother one time, if I promised you now you could be the greatest of all time, the GOAT, any sport, any position, which would you choose? Like, if I asked you that question, GOAT, greatest of all time, any sport, any position, what would it be?
It would be quarterback.
Yeah, right. Like, so it'd be quarterback. It could be starting pitch.
Totally
whatever it was.
Center fielder.
Yeah. Field goal kicker.
Who says this?
My brother. Dead serious.
Field goal kicker.
Field goal kicker.
So he wants to be Adam Vinatieri. That's what he's looking to do.
I said, what?
Justin, he looks at Justin Tucker's.
Field goal kicker.
Well, now, let me ask you this, though. Did he factor in the fact that they don't really get hit? And it's
no. He's just the field goal kicker.
He thinks there's no work.
All you got to do is kick. And
no work.
Well, but then there's no CTE.
Yeah,
like,
longevity. Yeah.
Listen, I think he's actually thought about it.
Yeah, but it just take. I didn't say football. I said any sport, any position, any sport.
Yeah, center fielder.
Go golfer.
Yeah,
go tennis player.
Shortstop.
That's how he feels.
It's a bad answer.
It's the worst answer.
Yeah, he could be a setter in the volleyball team. Like it's a, yeah.
he doesn't want to work, is what it tells me.
Is your brother lazy?
No, I don't think he's lazy. I don't know.
Maybe we're finding out a new side.
Maybe. Let's spin the
wheel. Spinning the wheel.
Let's spin it.
This is a new feature.
I like it.
We purchased a wheel here with our endless funds.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
We sold some of those coffee cups. We got extra bucks.
What's our intern situation?
We don't have that.
They don't exist.
It's not happening.
That's the coaching carousel wheel. So here's where we stand with a number of names. D'Amico Ryans, 49ers defensive coordinator. He is now the favorite to land the Texans job. Indianapolis is going to conduct a second interview with Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steichen this
take
week.
Take him.
Eagles quarterback coach Brian Johnson, really, really hot name. Multiple interview requests for OC jobs and some head coaching jobs with other teams. Eric Bieniemy has been requested to interview for the Rams OC job, which is a lateral move, interesting, potentially.
I thought LaFleur just got the Rams OC job.
Or excuse me, the Ravens job. I'm sorry.
And the Chargers too, right? Kellen Moore's going to go with the Chargers, right?
Kellen Moore's out in Dallas. Going to the Chargers. Bieniemy, yes, requested to interview for the Ravens OC job, perhaps to try and salvage that Lamar Jackson situation. Bieniemy's also received consideration for the Colts head coaching job and Titans OC job. And Mike LaFleur, you guys said it earlier, the new OC of the Rams.
It's good to have friends.
As far as...
Can we spin the wheel again?
Hold on, RJ, let me ask you guys a question. Santiago, RJ, David.
A lot to process.
If you were D'Amico Ryans,
yeah,
I actually feel bad for him.
Why?
Well, because it's
I know what you're getting at.
Well, yeah, but he's so dead. Like, he's like, he knows, like, look at Bieniemy. He's won a head coach job for how long? Can't get one, right? So now he's one of the hot names and actually has...
And they fired their last two coaches in 1 year?
No, but why would you want to be, like, if you were a black coordinator, why would you want to take the Houston Texans job?
I guarantee you the only reason is because it's sentimental, because he played there for so long.
Right.
He loved it there. The connection, you saw the thing J.J. Watt said about him. If he were to take a job, he'd want that job.
Players love
despite
him
all that nonsense that's happened. I know exactly what you mean.
It's just such a bad situation.
But then again, the other side of the coin is, well, how many of these opportunities are you going to get?
Right.
If you have the chance, you have to take it.
He's going to get one. Like, even if it wasn't this year, he could stay at San Fran, and you'd figure he'd still be on the top of the candidate list next season.
I think he's going to get that job, and I hope I'm wrong, but I do think he's going to regret it.
Really? Oh, I hope not. He's going to get the quarterback of his choosing.
We just had Sean Payton talking about how important the ownership is to have longevity, and then you're going to go sign up for that, disaster.
And then you never know. You might never get another job.
I hope he makes the decision, whatever he deems best for him. He's brought me a lot of happiness. So.
Yeah, what an awful thing to say as a Niners.
It's a good spot to be, though,
best
right?
I mean, not bad for you.
But he deserves that coaching job.
You don't want to lose him.
I know, but he deserves it. He deserves it.
It would take an incredible amount of willpower if the Texans offer that job for him to say no.
Yeah, I've already made up my mind that this is happening. I heard Fred Warner talk after the game. It just hit me.
It's going to be done this week, yeah.
I just realized I've played my last game under him, so... Sounds like Dolphins are not in on Tom Brady. Keep in mind, Dolphins don't have a first rounder in this April's draft because of their improper dealings with Brady last year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting thing.
The NFL must have kiboshed his old name.
Miami says they're committed to Tua, who's still in concussion protocol. Nice thing to say. I guess we'll see. That's a tough situation for both.
Which isn't crazy, though, by the way.
Like what, when you've had concussion protocol? Yeah, when you've had, I mean, they had three concussions in that short period of time. Like, you can have.
Yeah, apparently, this is not that unusual.
No, Sidney Crosby dealt with it. I dealt with, like, not as long as Sidney did. Like, they almost thought he had would have to retire. But, I mean, this is there's residual effect. You could have still dealing with whatever the symptoms are, but they're not going to be in any rush to get him out of it.
Justin Herbert had surgery to repair a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. Should be cleared this offseason at some point for activities. Stetson Bennett had himself a weekend.
Jeez.
Arrested on public intoxication charges in Dallas. He's training for the draft in Fort Worth. Police responded to a report of a man. You always find this interesting when the time of
middle-aged man.
6:10 in the morning found him banging on the door outside of a house, and they got a call, found Stetson Bennett, took him into custody. There's video of him the next morning. Does not look great. Not a great situation.
6:10.
That's
a long night, man.
He's too old. He should know better.
It's like he's 19. He's like 27.
He won back-to-back national championships. He's training for the draft. Like,
and he's getting that banged up.
He's training for the Beer Olympics.
Take a break for a minute. You know?
Jeff McNeil, $50 million extension with the Mets.
Good deal.
4 years for 60, right? For 50?
Pending a physical, always important these days. Includes a fifth-year club option that would take the total value of the deal to $63.75 million.
Love it.
Could I make a suggestion to Steve Cohen?
My computer's just shut right off. It's back.
Could I make a suggestion?
This man is on edge.
Tell me if you agree with this, Dave. How about let's not announce the deal till the physical is done. Let's not say pending a fit. Let's just say, hey, good news.
But here's the thing.
Jeff McNeil signed.
How many? I don't disagree with that. How many guys fail their physical? It doesn't really happen.
Yeah, but what's the rush though?
But when it does happen, it happens twice to the same guy.
Ouch.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
And finally, Yankees avoid arbitration with Gleyber Torres. That was the last guy they had on their arb list. He asked for a raise to $10.2 million. Yankees offered $9.7. They settle in the middle, and that is that.
And there you go.
There you go. Get your second baseman back, buddy.
That's right.
Congratulations. Didn't seem overly thrilled about it.
Big day for you, RJ.
Why?
You got Gleyber Torres back in the mix.
Yeah. You lose D'Amico Ryan.
Reasonable number.
You lose to the Eagles, and you get Gleyber Torres. Happy days.
I'm going home.
Wow. Josh Donaldson at third. Love it.
Nice. Batting fifth, third.
Aaron Hickson left.
Starting left fielder. Hicksy.
Have a great day.
Hicksy.
Good, come on, buddy. Stuff.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What you see the way he's sitting here? I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, I in fact do not. Why don't you describe it?
He has his legs spread very wide apart, like they're on stirrups, and he looks like he's about ready to birth.
Wants you to see everything, huh?
But RJ didn't tell us who won.
You know what?
Where that person was from.
So you wanted to see the Super Bowl.
You're right. Terrible. I'm sorry. It was Robert Hyatt.
Robert Light? Who?
Hyatt.
You didn't get a proper pronunciation.
Should we get a Books?
It's I'm not going to I'm
Robert
I'm not
Hyatt.
No, Hyatt.
Hyatt
from the Buccaneers GM
from Stanford. He won a four pack of tickets to go see the Rangers play.
college?
I think I'm going to be at that game on March 2nd.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you're going to be at the game.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You and Rob hanging out.
Rob, yay.
Well, tell me, you got to take care of him. Buy him some beers, some pretzels.
Take care of everything.
It's the least you could do.
Why should I be responsible to buy him beers?
You
and
have
pretzels?
A lot of money.
He does. Lots.
Where does this come from? How can you
bank?
Get to, I don't get like $4 million every July.
I don't get,
like you do.
I don't. It doesn't come in July, by the way.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I don't get a stipend.
It's not a stipend. It's a paycheck.
Paycheck.
Yeah.
You're not working.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, what a deal
it's
you
hazard
worked
pay.
What a deal you worked out with them.
Yeah,
how about this? I don't work anymore and you pay me to go away.
Long-term security.
Why are you being so nasty?
You wouldn't like
everything,
that deal?
I'd
for
love
everything,
it.
Okay, so you're
genius
jealous.
Of you.
All for right. everything that he had to deal with, for everything yeah, right. that they put him through. I exactly. think it's
oh,
fair.
For everything he had to deal with. The guy played in the NHL.
Why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean.
Because he lashes out.
He's being
happens.
Mean.
Because he's been a disaster all he's show.
I don't think so. I think I've been good.
A poop and rat-infested locker room.
Oh, yeah. And with roaches. I used to chase around with a blowtorch.
Yell at the Empire State Building again.
What? I hate that building. I'll tell you what. You give me a CMT, Empire State. One World Trade or the Chrysler? Trash Empire State Building, right out the window. It's garbage.
I think any building at this point.
Any building, the Empire lipstick State building.
Yeah,
you name it. You name it. Some of those high rises on the east side, where the Jeffersons
see,
live.
He makes a great point though. David makes if this is something that you already worked out, so it's already in the schedule. We can't change it. If it's Giants Eagles in the NFC Championship game and the Eagles win. Are we really stupid enough to put the Eagles colors?
I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's happening, though.
100%. When they won the Super Bowl, you know, this is not, everyone's so prisoner of the moment. I remember it like it was yesterday. They win the Super Bowl. They did the same thing. They put it in the Eagles colors. I freaked out. I said, I will never, and this is true, I will never step foot.
Did you see the Department of Sanitation?
What'd they tweet?
That they tweeted.
Let me get that for you.
Just imagine that it's representing the Department of Sanitation. And we're taking out the trash. And next year, that'll be the Eagles.
No, that's not, that doesn't make it better.
That's not a, that doesn't make me
I think
feel
RJ's
better
right.
at all.
Listen,
they're
right.
trying
the
to help.
Building
they're just
thinks
trying
it's
to
bigger
help.
Than New York is what happened.
Well, it's not. Yeah, and I will not go there anymore.
No, I'll never step foot in that building again.
No, it's disgusting. And the fact Gross. That they still, I mean, at least own it. At least come out with a tweet today and say, we made a monumental mistake. We screwed up. We didn't have a pulse of the city, and we're sorry.
They're not doing that. By the way, they're getting killed by everybody.
Good.
Like all
Joe Tsai went after them.
I just saw Kelly and Ryan going after them.
That's not Ryan.
But that's not Ryan.
It's her husband.
That's Mark Consuelos.
Yes.
Well, listen, the title of the show is Kelly and Ryan, so that's what I
But
that's
you
what
said you
by.
Saw Kelly and Ryan
no,
going after
Ryan.
Them.
There's a little logo in the corner that says Kelly and Ryan. That's
it's her husband.
By.
You know what? You're the Empire State Building. You're going to die on this hill.
Yeah.
Just admit you made a mistake.
Right.
That does not look anything like Ryan.
I wasn't looking at the host.
You're just looking
That's
at the bug
clearly,
in the corner.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't look at the host. He looks at the bug in the corner.
I'm looking at Dave Bautista right now.
So you know Dave Bautista, you know Kelly, but there's another man sitting here who's not Ryan.
I can't tell you I'm familiar with her husband. I can't
you
tell you
You don't
know
that. Mark Consuelos?
I can't say that I
Come
do.
Come on.
Yeah, you're not really with it. Let's go to Rob
Do you
in
like
Jersey.
When couples call each other lovers? Does that bother you
Well, hang on a second now, Rob. Wait, what?
I'm just thinking about that.
Who says lovers?
It's random.
Oh, no, because I'm doing a wedding. Because I have a wedding coming up this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm doing the wedding. I'm officiating.
Right.
And I've done weddings where it's in the vows.
I would not. Wait, they put it in there?
Yes. I don't say it.
If it's in the vows and they want it.
Wait, so they say, like, you're my best friend, you're my lover.
My lover. I don't love it.
I think it's a little,
weird,
little over
right?
the top.
Yeah.
But they're saying, like, it's all-encompassing.
What,
right?
what are you going to do?
You're my
tell
best
them,
friend,
though?
You're my lover, you're my confidant, you're everything.
You're not going to tell them, though.
No, I let
of
them
course,
do it, but I just
day.
I have questions about it.
Of course
I
you're not
does everyone
say
need
no.
to know that? We all get it.
They want everyone to know.
Might renew my vows at some point.
I can do it.
You do vow renewal
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, I did Cassie's parents.
It's a year for them.
No, this was back. This was year 30 I did for them.
30? We got 19 coming up in May. I'm thinking 20 we might redo them.
I think you should do it.
I think it'd be nice. Let's
nice
go to
party.
Rob. Rob in Jersey. I hit line two. Rob, you're on 98.7.
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. And voice of reality here, some Jet fans, man. Look, I'm a third-generation season ticket holder. I have four tickets, four seats. Please stop with the bashing of this guy, Aaron Rodgers. I could care less if he's a gossiper. I could care less if he dances at night. I don't care what he does. 4,000 yards, 30-plus touchdowns. Give it to me. I want to go to a home opener and win. I'm not sure if anybody else out there would like to hear that or see it, but I know I would, fellas, and I'm tired of hearing it. Bring him to me. Give me him for 2 years. Give me him for two number ones. Forget Lamar. Nothing against the kid. They just were in the playoffs, and he wasn't there. So I think you guys can see where I'm going with this. I understand. He's hurt, man. He gets hurt a lot. That's a big risk for us. Give me Aaron Rodgers, guys. I'll take your comments off the air. But please stop bashing this guy, Jet fans. Please. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Well, we've never bashed him. I mean, we're just the opposite. I think. And the only reason I would say Lamar over Aaron Rodgers is solely for age. As far as who gives me a better chance to win the whole thing this coming season, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I don't even think it's a question.
I think a lot of the pushback you get from Jets fans is just them protecting themselves. Is that they don't, they're not convinced that okay. It's going to happen, so why get their hopes up?
Sometimes, well, I think that's fair.
Because in typical Jets fashion for them, in their minds, it would be, we go through all this, we hire Nathaniel Hackett, and then...
And then we wind up with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
Well, that would be dreadful. 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza. Caller number? What caller?
Let's go call number three.
Number 3-888-987-ESPN right now to select the box for the big game with a chance to win thousands in cash and a grand prize of a trip to Bimini in the Bahamas. Get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours through February 3rd on 98.7 ESPN. Did you have something?
Yeah, by the way, Lamar Jackson, so year one, 16 games. Year two, 15 games. Year three, 15 games. And the last two is when he's missed five at the back end in both seasons. But, I mean, first three.
Very healthy.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally nicked up.
And still
talking about a guy who had, I mean, the season he won the MVP, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
It's a hell of a season, 36-6. What did Rodgers have, 48-5 one year?
Dude, Aaron Rodgers, but that's different though, man.
Even he's this like season, Rodgers
he's almost like 5-1.
Insane.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We're talking about Kyle Brandt, and I said, I think he played, which I was right with. And then you said, I think it was an Ivy League school. I said, I think it was out west, Princeton.
See? By the way, LIU.
LIU hockey?
Hockey team beat Princeton. Hello.
Really?
Yep.
That's a big win.
6-4.
How's the Princeton hockey team, though? Is that a sizable win?
I think it's a solid win. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how Princeton is, but it's a good solid win.
Nice.
Yeah, take it on the road.
LIU is coming along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to take Milo. You know what I mean? Like, Milo, just go watch a game.
Where do they play?
Eisenhower, where the Islanders practice.
Nice.
That's a good little setup.
Yeah. And that is, does Stony Brook have hockey? Or is that the only hockey on Long Island?
It's the only Division I.
That's great. Good for them. Danny Knights from Massapequa Park. Pair of tickets to see. How good is this, by the way? Billy Joel.
Whoa.
Valentine's Day.
Wow.
That's a tremendous win.
Perfect. Yeah, but if you can't seal a deal like that, I mean.
I think you'd just go home and you're.
Santiago, probably not. Let's be honest. She's been living in her be honest.
You Santy, can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
Santy, you
want
to see if your inflatable wants to go to Billy Joel?
No, I'm not going
to
allow this.
Oh, there it is. I mean, listen.
See, Ray, the thing is, you think I'm a bad guy.
No. You definitely are.
He instigated me.
Rick is worse because he tries to play innocent, and then when he does throw his shots out there, it's something unspeakable. Sometimes it's something that has to be dumped.
I'm trying to be nice.
That was not nice.
What's nice about that?
You took shots at his inflatable.
It's a date night.
What's nice about that? What is nice about that?
There's a movie about that. The guy has the doll that he marries.
Actually, no, I'm not going to say. There's a movie about a man
with a doll that he marries.
He marries, doesn't he? Yeah, there's a movie like that.
It's called Psycho. When he doesn't think his mother dies and he like props her up and makes her.
No, I'm not saying that. Like, no.
What are we going on about now? What is happening?
Hey, Hurls, be louder with the.
Ryan is unpacking the waters. In a very loud manner. I think that's fair to say.
It's high-class water, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is nice.
You want to hear from Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Burrow, after the game, about winning the drive on that final couple plays.
That was the plan. You know, we started out strong and then had a penalty or two and, you know, just weren't able to, had a big third down conversion, just weren't able to, you know, convert the last couple plays to, you know, extend that drive.
I would have bet anything that when they hit Hurst for the first down, they bring it down. McPherson, they show his stats. He was like, 19 for 19 in the playoffs or something like that. That they would have gotten down there in field goal range and kicked the winning field goal.
I felt like it.
Very convinced of that.
Yeah, no, it felt like it. It felt like they had two chances down there. Not down there, but they had two possessions there to try to get down and score, and they couldn't do it.
No, because Chris Jones was just a tremendous difference maker.
He was a game wrecker for them. They had no answer for him. It felt like at some point, or at least it should. Like, just like the entire time, it just felt like at some point Brock Purdy was going to look uncomfortable. Like he would look like a rookie at some point because it's just how it is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, but that was the thought. And I think the other prevailing thought for people that took Kansas City was, at some point, losing three of your five offensive linemen is going to have to show up.
That's what I said on Friday.
Right.
I said, I'm, and you know what? It was clearly impactful in the game, but Cincinnati still easily could have won that football
game. Right. Because Cincinnati, because Joe Burrow's that good. I'm telling you, the loss of Tyler Boyd was huge for them. And you huge. Heard Romo the entire time, well, I would double this, I would double Chase, and I would double Higgins. Well, if you have
but they
Boyd,
did that, and then Hurst is just floating wide open.
Right, but I mean, having Boyd, too,
that's
now,
that's a catch.
Healthy makes a huge difference for you. But he wasn't, and then, I mean, listen, that was a great throw he made. He made a great throw down the sideline to Higgins, and the Brian Cook made a better play for that interception.
It was
that
a great play.
It was perfect.
Was it? But he made some gorgeous throws yesterday.
Made some great
throws. The one that hit Chase in the helmet, the touchdown to Higgins on the right side.
Yeah, the throw he made to Hurst went through his hands in the end zone.
Yep.
It was perfectly thrown.
He's such a special quarterback.
He's unflappable, man. Nothing seems to bother
nothing
him at
flaps
all.
Him.
No, he's not flappable.
Right. Absolutely nothing flaps that man. All right. Both these teams respect each other. Here again, Joe Burrow.
That's what makes football fun. You know, it's all love. And at the end of the day, they know the respect that we have for them. I know the respect that they have for us. It's an intense, emotional game. Things like that are going to happen, but I think that's why the game is fun.
He's awesome. He might be...
He gets it.
He might be, in my mind, and I'm trying to think this through before I say it, the easiest guy in all of football to root for. I think Josh Allen is an easy guy to root for.
I think there's a lot of guys. Jalen Hurts is an easy guy to root for. I mean, there's plenty of guys. There's a lot of good stories.
But I don't think there's any. I mean, maybe Cleveland. But I don't think there's anybody that really dislikes Cincinnati. Like you kind of root for Cincinnati.
Yeah, but why would
Cincinnati?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why would you dislike Cincinnati?
Right. But you dislike Philadelphia.
They've been a lovable loser.
Raymond, if you could
a lovable uh-oh. Loser.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was adding an E into that. I was going to say lovable.
Yeah, I like whatever it was. I liked it. Get that for the Thursday open, would you? Watch this. Another RJ. I'm going line two. Paul, Washington D.C. Good morning, Paul.
Hey guys, love the show. Hey, listen. I haven't heard anyone mention it, but if I'm Green Bay, my ask from the Jets starts with sauce.
And it's no.
You're not going to trade
no,
sauce,
Paul.
You know, I don't even think Green Bay asks for sauce.
No,
they're not going to trade
no.
sauce. Gardner.
Answer's no. How about that? No.
Good. You got all something right. else? That's it.
No, that's it.
No.
You hang up the phone. As soon as you start to hear, like, you hang up the phone.
They're not going to ask for Sauce Gardner. No. That's so unrealistic.
Right. No chance. None.
Let me just throw it out there for you.
You're not taking away from the team. You're not taking
I
away.
I know, but I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. They call and say, all we want is sauce.
No.
We don't want multiple
no.
ones. We don't want a two
no.
involved. We don't just sauce.
No. No.
No. No way.
No chance.
Not doing it.
No.
Not you. Give me Derek Carr. Give me Garoppolo. Not trading sauce.
I'm not trading sauce. There's
all right.
no way.
Let me sweeten the pot a little bit for you. Ravens call. Sauce for Lamar.
One for one?
One for one.
Oof. I think that's a different conversation.
One for one. All we want is a little sauce. That's all we want.
And what's my other option? Who's my if I don't if I,
I mean,
say
Garoppolo's
no
an option? Derek Carr's an option. Wouldn't you have to do it?
I think you might have to. You're talking about a former MVP quarterback in the prime. I mean, in
26
the,
years
in the
old,
prime of his career.
He'd be a quarterback for the next decade. You haven't had a quarterback since God knows who, since Namath, really.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, he's
of
so
course,
good.
Of course, the guy's amazing.
I think you would. I mean, I guess I think you would have to.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
See, everyone's got their breaking point. I found yours.
No, but I mean, it's the most important position in sports, and you haven't found one. You haven't had one. And if that's the deal, instead
yeah,
of
you'd have
the three first round picks, but still, I mean, I would rather give up the picks just because they have to still make.
So
the
if
picks.
if they said to you, Lamar, 3 ones or sauce, you'd go 3 ones.
I'd go 3 ones
before Sauce Gardner
because you're not guaranteed to hit on the ones,
mm-mm.
And you hit on this one,
and God knows where those 3 ones will be.
Right,
it's 13.
No, this one will be a good pick. This will be a 13th pick, but then after that, you're
but
hoping
you also
it's
don't
be...
know that it's going to be. You don't know it's going to be a hit.
No, you have no idea.
Right.
But I'm saying, at least, I mean, it's a
13 is good,
solid
and then you
pick.
Have you would have to imagine it's in the 20s for the next two.
Right. You better. Yeah. It better be.
You would have to imagine it would
yeah,
be.
It better be.
Raymond, let's go. It's your turn.
Today's three stars. Number three.
And I'll preface this by saying that RJ's done a fantastic job in coping today. He's been a lot better than
really
me last
has.
Time.
Oh, look at you two.
I didn't.
Can we sit?
I was not nearly as composed as he's been today.
Yeah. And neither was I.
God forbid I suggested I oil you up and you guys wrestle. You'd rather just oil each other
happen.
Up.
But anyway, the third star just reactions to the championship games because you got, you know, the Cincy mayor saying things like
being proclaimed.
Travis Kelce.
Hey, I got
got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Really enjoyable.
Be it proclaimed.
Be it proclaimed.
Be it proclaimed.
Speaking like old English.
He should resign.
Be it proclaimed.
Travis Kelce should be the new mayor of Cincinnati.
Number two.
I struggled with this one, but number two is going to go to the foam pot. Dave really battled it all game long, but
in the third hour,
in the third
I was
the best
hour,
version
of me.
Through, but that doesn't change.
Let's go to Iron Staten Island. Oh no, I hit the wrong one again.
You did struggle for a while.
I know.
Number one.
We got to find out who's responsible for this Empire State Building calendar, and it's right there on the website, plain as day, January 29th, colors of the winning teams for both the AFC and NFC champions, but somebody's got to pay for this, and it's being called out by everyone, be it this program, Channel 7, Kelly and Ryan.
It's not Ryan.
Not Ryan. Whoever it is, her husband, whatever his name might be.
His name might be Mark Consuelos.
The important name is whoever's responsible for the Empire State Building
disgusting.
Social media. Come forward and answer for your crimes.
And a lovable loser.
And that person.
You know what? Go away.
I was so good.
Ship them away.
Hours.
By the way,
so
you know good. Where Travis Kelce went to college? Cincinnati.
Oh,
How about that? Rule 76.
No excuses. Blanket champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Go Chiefs.
98.7 ESPN.
I have so much knowledge.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.